Hello, this is Melody Granger, and I am here today with a special guest, Anne Samoilov. Anne, if I mispronounce that, I apologize.
No, it's totally fine. That's perfect.
So Anne wrote an ebook that really caught my attention, and it's called The White Space Solution. Anne is she's a mother, she's a blogger, she's the author of The White Space Solution, and if that's not enough, she's also the right hand for LKR, or others may recognize the name Laura Roeder, and Anne is her project manager. And I know that Laura Roeder puts out a lot of programs and information, so Anne, I know you're very busy.
Mm-hmm.
So just not with, you know, being a mom and, you know, doing regular life, but also writing and doing your own blogging and keeping up or managing projects for Laura.
Yeah.
So I think that's very impressive.
Or crazy, one of the two.
or crazy, absolutely. And I know that I've been you know, that we've talked before, and I just love your whole concept of White Space Solution, and I really wanted to bring it in front of other people, because I think that, especially the people that I work with and help, that it would be really good for them to hear what you have to say and kind of your story. So let's start with, tell me what was happening. What made you decide to write this book? What was going on in your life?
Well, it's funny.
Besides all that I mentioned.
Kind of like everything you just mentioned. You know, I don't know if you remember it, Melody, but we were actually on a coaching call with Marie once, Marie Forleo, when we were in the program together. And it was the month where we were talking about your master project list, getting things done, kind of, you know, making that kind of plan of those most important things. And during that call, we talked about this very thing of, like, you know, what do you do when you can easily do other, you know, put other people's kind of to-dos before your own. You know, it was a lot about kind of that self-management or time management, whatever you choose to call it. And I realized that that's kind of been my kind of, I don't even want to say lifelong, but it really has, like my struggle, I guess, because I do like to fill my life and time and space with so many different people and projects, and there's no way that I could ever have just a job. I always have something going on the side, whether it's, you know, taking a class, or even, you know, trying to record an album on the side. Like, there's always been something that I was pursuing in addition to the main kind of thing. And so I just, you know, it obviously came to a head when I had my daughter Mila, because that just adds like another piece to the puzzle. And I think I just started really thinking about all this and thinking that I knew I wasn't the only one. I'd gone through such a crazy kind of adjustment period after having Mila that I just started thinking about the whole topic of like space and how it feels like it closes in on you the more and more stuff you fill your life with.
Oh, yes. And the master project list and the to-do list.
Right.
I get so many people that ask me about that. Like, it's a huge thing. So you're right, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it's really hard for them to break it down and figure it out and choose what to do. And that's one of the reasons that I really wanted to put you in front of them, because your book is awesome.
Got a lot of information
in it. So, and speaking of the singing, are you still doing that recording? I'm
not recording it, but I definitely sing every single day, but now it's not blues. It's like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to Mila and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I slip in some Motown hits every now and then.
Well, I've listened to some of your music. Is it on your website?
No, it's not. It's
I don't remember
it used
where
to be,
it
but honestly,
it.
I let the oh, it might have been actually. There might have been a link to iTunes at one point there, but I mean, it's not like I'm not proud of it or anything. I always forget to kind of mention it. And so it's on iTunes. You can look me up, except I'm Ann Miller.
Ann Miller on iTunes. Okay. Awesome.
It's kind of funny, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of fun, and not to go too far into that, but, you know, I was really fortunate to work with some amazing musicians and producers when I was pursuing that, you know. But that was another heavy-duty, lots of hours in the day project. And at that point, I didn't have Mila, so it was a lot easier.
Oh, yes. Things are much easier.
Yeah.
When it's just you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely easier to, like, balance everything. I mean, but believe it or not, I was always filling my space, per se, with, like, projects like that, you know. Getting trained to be a Pilates teacher while I was trying to be a producer in animation. You know, there's always – I can never be just, like, the one thing. It would just not – was not satisfying to me.
So you have multiple passions.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Always. Awesome. Okay. You've moved, like,
yes,
recently, and then didn't you just move, like, a couple times in a row?
No. Well, it may seem like that to the outside world, but
okay.
Really we moved, we just moved, there was a local move about a year and a half ago, and then just 2 months now, maybe, we moved from Los Angeles to Seattle area, and that was just due to a change in jobs for Dennis and my husband, and, you know, so we're here now, which that adds another kind of piece of complexity to the whole puzzle, and I will say, I mean, this kind of, as you can see, like, there's just, like, thing upon thing upon thing that starts stacking up in your life. And, you know, I'm honestly still not organized. If you saw my house, you'd be like, oh, you're not really organized yet, are you? You know, I have things in their place, and I definitely remember some of the lessons that you talked to me about and featured in the White Space Solution, you know, about making space for things that are important, keeping things around, like keeping like the objects and things that actually inspire you around you. I think you mentioned that, like that you truly love. And then that makes, if there's some, like, you know, if there's some clutter a little bit, then I think that those objects stand out and kind of make you still comfortable and don't feel disorganized. So, but yeah, so there's been a move. Working with Laura is definitely, even though it's not truly a full-time job or anything, it definitely takes my full-time attention. And then there's Mila, and she's at school actually full-time. So I have my days fully to myself to work on Laura's stuff and my stuff as well. But there's never a moment where I'm not doing something, and it actually is quite a struggle for me personally to make that space for myself. So writing White Space Solution was really for me as much as it is for everybody else. And honestly, that's the same thing. That's the case with all of the blog posts I write, well, most of them, and any guest posting that I do around, it's all when I actually write it, it actually helps me a little bit. And then I think, oh, if it helped me a little bit, then I know it's going to help someone else, you know.
I agree. And I'm the same way, because if I didn't help people organize, like if it wasn't so important to me for my own life, like it keeps me going.
Yeah, it keeps you kind of
me.
Keeps you on top, you know, of your game.
Absolutely. And because I know that's a very important factor in my life. And so it's like a two-way street. Like I do it for myself, and by teaching it to others and helping them, it comes right back around to help me. So
yeah,
I
mean, like, you know, actually, Melody, the one thing that's interesting is that, you know, this actually comes into play a lot with my health and fitness, which is another – was actually a big chunk of the whole white space kind of solution for me. And that is that, you know, I was teaching Pilates for 5 years, and that's pretty much what I was doing for my job. I took a break from project management for a while, and it kind of fit perfectly with Mila being born, because it's a lot easier to teach Pilates than it is to go to an office for 8 hours a day. So, but I have to say that while I was teaching Pilates, I was in much better shape than I am now, because, you know, not only do you want to know that you kind of walk your talk, you know what I mean? You also want to be a good example for the people basically that you're helping. So that's that big kind of, I don't know what to call it, a quadrant, that big section of my life has been one that I've definitely been paying a lot more attention to recently, just because it's not in the forefront of my day-to-day job, you know, and it definitely takes a lot more effort now that it's not.
What do you need space for? When you were talking about health and fitness, mm-hmm. It made me think like you have to create a space for that. So what are some other things personally for you that you needed to create space for that's important in your life?
You know, honestly, I think, you know, all the sections in actually the book are really things that, in a sense, I kind of get a handle on pretty easily. It's, you know, I'm obviously managing time and people's time all day long, so that's okay usually. For me, it's actually about the unscheduled time that's my biggest struggle to make for myself and to just totally go off the grid, go offline, not bring my cell phone, whatever, not bring my iPhone, not even have it on. That's where I look for space. That's where I look. So whenever I get a chance to not have it on, or if, let's say, there's no signal for whatever reason, and I'm in the woods now, so there's a lot of those spaces up here, I'm actually, like, happy for a moment, you know, for more than a moment when it's not working, because I realize that it, you know, I do have that space. But I actually, the space I look for is the unstructured, unscheduled time, because I don't have too much of it. And even in the evenings, I mean, sure, I watch TV, but I actually am so tired at the end of my day that I very rarely make it through like a show, which is a joke in our house, because I like literally sit on the couch and Dennis is like, good night, even though I'm not going to fall asleep right away. It's kind of a joke because I am always working a lot. And so I guess the one thing that I always look for myself is that unscheduled time and the unstructured time. That's where I look for, is that space where I'm just like, where I, you know, just take a deep breath.
Just being without doing.
Mm-hmm. And right now, just being on the call with you is like giving me white space, because I'm not, you know, answering Rotor Studios emails. I'm not, you know, I'm not answering LKR emails. I'm not, you know, looking at any of my emails. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. I'm just here, you know. And that's, you know, I guess, you know, Marie's whole living in the moment thing, that's what I always try to bring myself back to. And those are the spaces that I need the most.
Yes. Okay, what did you need to clean out in your own life to make this ebook happen?
Oh, my goodness. They were actually, in order to get this finished, I actually needed to let go of old kind of habits, old thoughts, and old patterns that I have to do everything myself. You know, as moms, I'm sure you know this, and maybe you're one of the lucky ones who don't think this way, but honestly, I sometimes just do everything because it's too difficult to explain. I get really annoyed when someone just doesn't do something. And I'm just like, you know what, I'll just do it myself because it's so automatic for me at this point. So for me, letting that go, not doing it myself, and asking for help were the biggest kind of areas that I had. And those are actually things that I even talk about in the White Space Solution. Like, you do have to seek support. You do need a coach. You do need to, like, let someone else hold that space for you, you know. And that whole concept of holding space is actually something that I was at a, if you've heard of a Tribal Truths, it's just like a women's, there's chapters of these groups of women around the country, but it's a website. You can go to that their website and see what they're up to. But someone there at a meeting I went to in L.A. mentioned, was just thanking people for holding space for her while she was going through something. And I thought, you know what? That's so true. And that is why I did spend the money, and I had a coach to help me get started. And then when I was stuck and I was dragging my feet on the editing and going through the content, I hired an editor, and she, you know, helped me with the actual content. And then when I was still being stubborn and wanted to do all the design myself, I said, no, you can ask for help. So I found a solution that fit, you know, me and our budget. So those are the things. I just had to let go of me doing everything and of that kind of mindset.
Yes, I have a hard time letting other mm-hmm. people do it for me for the same reasons. I remember even just having someone come and clean my house. Not put anything mm-hmm. away, just cleaning was a huge deal. But I love it. I love
yeah.
it. And I do.
Don't you love just walking into your house after that's done? Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Yeah, and I do it seasonal. I get help like when I'm really busy.
Yeah,
like during the spring and then during the fall season.
Yeah,
and like in the summer, you know, I've got it under control. And but just that alone, I didn't realize no idea how helpful it would be. Yeah, just having that little bit of help. And the time it freed up, and then being able to walk in, oh, and it's done
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was trying to do it, and we were, you know, I was in the middle of the development phase for the ebook when we were launching B-School. I mean, how did I think I was going to do that totally by myself, you know? I mean, I did, like, in each part of those letting go and finding help, and I also during that time had someone helping me clean as well in Los Angeles, but haven't found someone up here yet, side note. But every single time it was like I had to, like, kind of struggle to just say, Anne, it's okay, just get help. It's not going to cost like thousands of dollars. You can find someone who does a good job, and their work will help you. And it just freed up, like, oh, it's still like, I, even though someone else was helping me with it, I felt like it was still in progress. I didn't feel like that weight, like, oh, I'm working on other people's projects and I can't even finish my own, you know? So each time, funny thing is, each time I had to make that decision to let go, I was also dealing with a lot, you know, like I said, the first thing, the coaching, the person who I hired for that, at the beginning, we were doing B-School. The second time when I hired the editor, we were in the middle of our move, and I was in a hotel waiting to leave L.A., you know, and we stayed in a hotel for, like, the last few days of our time there before we came up here to Seattle. And then again, during the when I was ready, like when I was struggling with the design and what should I do, and I'm having a hard time making it look like I wanted to, we were about to, with Laura, we were about to release her Kindle book, and there was a lot of stuff going on for that. So each time there was like so much, and I said, you know what, something has to give here, and I have to, and I have to place as much importance on what I'm doing, but it doesn't mean I have to be the one doing it.
I love that. That's so true. It sounds like you may be one of those people who, when that pressure builds, like you push through.
I try to, but it's hard, and you know, what's really hard is the extra time. Like everything seems to always kind of come at once. That's always seems to happen, whether it's everything and Laura, my stuff, Mila, Dennis needs things, you know, or, oh my gosh, you know, and we're in the middle of releasing some Creating Fame content, as you might have seen. And tomorrow, I mean, that just started yesterday, and I'm going to RHH Live this weekend. We're dealing with Halloween costumes. I mean, it's like there's a whole list of things that's happening, you know. I know things go in cycles, and there's like peaks of activity, and then you can calm down a little bit, and then peaks of activity and calm down. But I seriously never give up. I just barrel through. I keep going, no matter what.
So let me ask you. With your book, White Space Solutions, what are you trying to help others understand or to achieve? What do you think your main message is? And then I want to talk about the format of the book.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that the overall kind of idea is, first of all, that we all, our lives are filled with so much that there's no room to move. There's no room to like grow in one direction. There's no room to just say, oh, there's no room to entertain new ideas sometimes. You more than just saying, oh, I like that, as opposed to maybe going, what could I do with that? And actually taking those ideas a step further. And I just feel like we miss so many opportunities to live, you know, to do the things that we want to do, to maybe pursue different careers, everything, just because we're packed, like, so tight with no space at all to move. And I have to say that the whole concept of room to move in your own life really came from the name of this Pilates studio I used to work at called Room to Move. And I thought, oh, wow, that's such a cool idea, because we all do need that room to move, to stretch, to grow, to breathe, you know. So it really is to help people realize that is something everyone needs. And, you know, not that I think that every single lesson in a book is for everybody, but my hope is that just the concept of white space will be, like, planted in their head, and they'll think, you know, at the end I talk about this a little bit, and that, you know, you're thinking, oh, I could use some white space right now. Like something that you can actually call it, you know, something that whatever that need is, that like kind of feeling like you just want to like stop feeling overwhelmed or whatever. You've got too much going on in whatever area of your life, or you're just not feeling good physically. But everything is that, if it makes any sense, it's like you're feeling kind of pressed down or compressed in any area of your life. And sometimes just a thought like, I need white space, or you go outside and you breathe some air, fresh air, and you're thinking, oh, wow, white space. And, you know, I had people tell me that when I was doing this as a blog series, that they actually would just start thinking of the word white space and feel like a little bit lighter, which I thought was funny. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. I want it to be like a little household name or a phrase that people use.
It's like this expansion, like,
yeah.
And we're not squashed down.
Yeah.
So I know that you have the format of the book to help people get through it. You have interviews in there that you've done with us, and some exercises.
Yeah.
And what else do you have?
So it basically
the format of the book. How are they going to go through the book and use it?
Well, essentially, it really, you know, it doesn't, it, first of all, I will say, it doesn't take you through every single aspect of your life. You know, I chose them because these are things that I think are the most important. You know, certainly the one kind of gaping absence is the money area, but I didn't feel personally like expert enough in that area to, you know, to talk about that. But I know that there are other people, even like Rebecca Turvo, you know, you've talked to her before. She is great for that kind of education. But as far as the structure, it really just takes you through, you know, four different areas of your life, that especially if you're a mom, beginning entrepreneur, mom and an entrepreneur at the same time. And it is mostly focused towards women, I will say. And it, as you're going through, you may even feel like it is. I tried to take out as many gender-specific things that I could, but let's be honest, I'm a mom, I'm a woman, so there you go. And then each section takes you through a very simple kind of reminder, lesson, and some of them are videos, some are interviews, some have worksheets, and all of them are meant as, you know, I like to think that people will go through it one day at a time, but I know just from people emailing me that they read it back to back in one night. I'm like, okay, that's cool too. But I do think that going through it one day at a time and just spending each day thinking about that one way to, you know, increase the space in your life and kind of lighten your life a little bit is the way to go. And it goes through, you know, your health and fitness. It goes through, you know, how to have better relationships and actually clear that kind of clutter out a little bit, because I think that's a big one. I mean, because we're humans, so we're social creatures. And then it does go through your productivity, time management, how you work, you know. And I do think that if you go through, I mean, I don't really feel like it would be possible to just do all of the exercises and everything in one day. It's easy to read in one day, but not really easy to do all that at once. And the lessons might not stick if you try to do them all at once. And then at the end, it's just about putting it all together. So, you know, there's a combination, like I said, of interviews and videos and worksheets and inspiration, really, just to find ways to make white space in your own life.
Yes, and I know there are some great tips in there in the interviews, because I've listened to them.
Yeah, and you're one of them.
And I am one of them, because that interview we did, I don't even remember when. It was a while back.
It was a while back, yeah.
And so you included that.
Yeah. And there are only two, I think there are only two guest contributors in the whole book, and you're one of them too.
Oh.
You and Kimberly Riggins. So, you know, I definitely think that everybody can benefit from thinking about how much space they have in their life. And, you know, if nothing else, the book is there to inspire you to think about those different ways. And, you know, I'm not sure if I kept this in the intro or not, but all of these ways are not, they're not things that, they may be worded differently, but they're not things you haven't heard of before. And you can certainly, you know, find some of this information in other places. I mean, how do you think I learned that myself? I didn't just kind of make them up. I, you know, something might have inspired me. I tried it myself, and then I thought, ooh, this is a good one to include.
Yeah. Because things build up on each other. Like when you make a connection with one thing, and then it's easier to make the connection with the next thing. And
yeah.
And I know this is true for me. It doesn't matter what type of book I read or a program I participate in or an event I go to. If I walk away with one thing that changes my perspective or helps me understand something, I am so grateful, because
mm-hmm.
that's all it, sometimes all it takes is one little shift. And I think in your book, there's going to be something for some, you know, everyone may not walk away with the exact same insight into something new, but maybe a different perspective or the way that they think about things.
Yeah.
Maybe that one thing that totally makes a shift for them in the
yeah,
way
honestly,
that they're looking
at life. Sometimes only that, like, one thing, that one little step or that one, like, thought will stick with you, and then it starts to change a lot of other things.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Help you change a lot of other things. So,
yeah.
You know what? I did want to mention, I'm not sure when this will be on your site, but I am going to there is going to be some kind of special kind of gift that I'm going to give some of your readers. There'll be a certain number of copies of the book that I'm going to definitely give to your readers. So you can put that, we'll put like a link under the video, or not the video, but the audio or something, so that
okay.
they can go there and grab it.
Okay, Anne, I know that you are packing, getting ready for a trip to New York. So
yes.
I know you need to go. And I don't want to take up your space.
You're so funny.
So tell me, will you tell everyone your website where they can find you? Just, you know, if they want to go and check you out some more. And you have lots of great things on your website. And
yeah, sure. And
your,
it, well, it's going to be.
Okay.
No, go ahead. What?
I'm going to say, and I know you have your ebook on your website also, but I'll include a link on my when I send this out for everyone and post it on my website. But
okay.
Where? What's your website right now?
Is ansamoilov.com, ANNESAMOILOV.com. And I will also say that go there now because the site's going to look different very soon.
Oh, that's gonna
I have a little B-schooler, like a gal who's going to be working on it. So, see, I'm even handing that off.
Yes. Are you keeping the tagline?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Will you tell everyone?
Yeah,
what it is?
No, the
it.
Tagline is Make Room for Your Revolution. And it's just because you know, that may be kind of like, oh, revolution, you know, but everybody, I really feel like everybody has this kind of thing inside them that they want to do or they want to share with the world, and even if they don't really know it. And I think that that's the whole idea of white space, is you're making room so you can do that, you know. You can, like, set off your revolution and, you know, bring those big ideas that you have to light and, you know, start that business or, you know, inspire those children if you're a teacher or whatever, or just be better at whatever you're doing. You know, I think all of it is a revolution. You know, I don't think it has to be necessarily like you're leading a pack of people, but everybody has that inside them.
Yes, I love how it ties in to everything you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for taking time out to meet with me on the phone.
You're very welcome.
So Anne is the author of The White Space Solution, and it's an excellent book, and I encourage you to check it out. And we are going to, I guess, just wrap it up, and I hope you have a very safe trip and have lots of fun. Tell everyone that I know I said hello.
I will. Thank you so much, Melody, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
Okay, bye, Anne.
Bye-bye.